Extra, extra. Hot off the presses. It's Scoop Ed Longwa with the Catholic Sentinel.
And it is always great to talk with Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. Ed, how are you this morning?
I'm great, David. I'm sorry to, after that beautiful weather report, to talk to you about overheated rhetoric. But I guess that's what we're going to do.
We will certainly get into that. I like it. So, hey, I wanted to ask you, though, the last time we spoke with you, you were just getting ready to head out on a nice little jaunt northward. You were going to stop at a mission and then go to Seattle Mariners baseball game. How was your weekend up there?
That worked just beautifully, David. St. Francis Xavier Mission in Toledo, Washington is a quiet, beautiful little place. Where there's a lot of history there, a big model of the Catholic ladder that Archbishop Blanche invented to teach the faith is there. And then the Mariners pulled out a 2-0 shutout of the Los Angeles Angels up in Seattle. It was just a great, great weekend for me. Thank you.
So did you have yourself a beer and a hot dog for me? I asked you to please do that.
Well, David, I said, well, I'm a fish and chips guy.
Oh, okay.
Not a hot dog guy. So I did have several helpings of that when I thought of you.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Get a foul ball?
Nope. I sure didn't. But boy, I sat next to a nice pack of little boys going to their first baseball game, and I was a happy camper.
That is,
their moms were there, and they were all having just a great time.
That is fantastic. Sounds wonderful. And you know, the Olympics getting started, and yesterday, you'll remember this, yesterday we aired an interview that we had done a while back with Olympic runner, Central Catholic High School grad, Galen Rupp, and amazingly, he's back in the Olympics again. You remember that interview?
I was there, and we've been following Galen Rupp's career together for a long time, and I have high hopes for him, especially he's focusing on that marathon this year. And it's just great to see an Oregon Catholic, such a faithful guy, doing so well and having overcome the trials he's overcome.
Yeah,
I'm proud.
Absolutely. So we'll look forward to that. It's like, I believe it's like the last event of the Olympics, so it's a couple weeks before he runs, but we'll certainly keep our eye on it. Well, you as a board member of the Catholic Media Association, you're always able to come away with some nuggets from your annual meeting. This year, you had a workshop that addressed Catholic social media feeds that you write about in your latest Viewpoints column. And this workshop even had a local angle. Tell our listeners what you learned.
I was surprised, David. This was a workshop given by an official of the Conference of Catholic Bishops and then a person from the Catholic University of America. So imagine my surprise when they started talking about the missionaries of the Holy Spirit, our beloved religious community whose headquarters is in little tiny Roy, Oregon.
Yeah.
The topic of the workshop was social media vitriol. I think we've all experienced this in the past years. Things have really gotten heated up. Nastiness is universal on things like Facebook and Twitter. But interestingly, against church journals, bishops, even groups of priests and nuns. Archbishop Sample had to turn off his Facebook feed briefly because of the comments that were on there at one time. We were all genuinely discouraged about the malevolence. But the workshop leader said this happened nationwide. We shouldn't feel bad. But they pointed to the missionaries of the Holy Spirit for the policy that they put up in February of 2021. And they noted that the missionaries started out with the salutation, "Dear friends." And that set a tone right there.
Yeah.
That on social media, we are not just political opponents, but we're also people of God, and our relationship is based on our belief in God.
Right. And I wonder, too, as you talked in this workshop, and you at the Catholic Sentinel newspaper as the managing editor, you certainly accept letters to the editor, to your newspaper, and they're interesting to read, and you try to give both sides. So how do you handle that when you look at, like you said, sometimes things can get not exactly the road you want to go down, but still you feel the need, you want to have both sides presented. So what do you do as an editor?
Well, I do throw away some letters to the editor, David. Those that have ad hominem attacks, attacks on people instead of idea.
Right.
I don't think that's particularly fair. I think it has to be a fairly reasonable argument to David, or we just won't deal with it. So it's a tricky balance, because I do believe in the expression of the people and the wisdom of the people, but especially in the past years, it's just gotten very tough. And so what I learned from the missionaries of the Holy Spirit, again, is that you are to go after ideas and actions, not people.
Right.
Everybody should be treated with respect. It's acceptable to say, you know, I disagree with Mr. X, but not to say Mr. X is a devil, or Mr. X is a horrible Catholic.
Right. Exactly.
I love this line from the missionaries. They say that you may be the best Catholic in the world, and you may be the most moral person who ever lived, but that doesn't give you the right to treat other people with contempt.
Mm.
That's a quote from this policy of the missionaries of the Holy Spirit, and I say bravo to them. I think that Catholic publications all over the country are going to be using this as a model for their social media. I know I'm getting something together right now that I'm going to put up on our website and on our social media feeds.
Excellent. Ed Longwa, he is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, talking about social media feeds and treating people with respect. You know, even Pope Francis has had some comments on that. And again, he always has such wonderful words and ways that he puts it, as far as, like you said, treating people with respect and love.
That's been a very deep part of what he's said. And, you know, he himself has faced attacks and vitriol. And I think he realizes that, you know, vitriol has been a part of the church and part of our nation from the start. I mean, there were fist fights at the early church councils, David, over right. theological matters, and there were wars between Protestants and Catholics. So I guess we're fooling ourselves if there was ever a completely harmonious moment, but we have this hope. We have this hope that Tertullian, the first century theologian, mentioned when he said, see how they love one another.
Mm.
He was talking about the Christians and saying, look at this, there must be something going right. So we have to keep that hope in mind.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear. Hey, before we run out of time, too, I wanted to mention that this was also in your latest edition of the Catholic Sentinel, which you can find online, catholicsentinel.org. Last summer, you were planning some anniversary events, and obviously because of the pandemic, you had to put them on hold. But you have announced some events coming up. Now, there are ways off, but I wanted to put these out here just because people can get them on their advance calendar.
Thank you. We really want people to celebrate our 150 years with us, but of course now it's going to be 152 years.
Right.
So we're going to say that 152 is the coolest number ever.
There you
go.
So
you're right. This is early in 2022, February 4th. We're going to have an open house at our offices, and we would welcome people to come have a little snack. We'll have a little video about how the paper is produced. And then we might have a little visit from a ghostly but friendly editor from the past who may reflect on journalism in the days of old and
nice.
How it affects today. So that's February 4th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices on 28th and Burnside. And then in August 2022, remember, that's not this August, but it's next August.
Right.
We're having what we're calling a walkabout. We're going to be leading a little tour to the sites where the Sentinel offices were, mostly in the very kind of core of downtown Portland near the river, because that's where Portland was in
mm-hmm.
the 1870s and the 1890s. That's August 6th in the morning. We'll have a little lunch at Huber's, the oldest restaurant continuously going in Portland. And then October 15th, the fall mass at Old St. Patrick Church in Northwest Portland, founded by Irish Catholics, just like the Sentinel was. So we'll probably play up our Irish roots there. We expect Archbishop Sample to be with us Saturday, October 15th, 2022, 6 p.m.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Get those on your advanced planner for next year. Going to be three wonderful events. Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. Ed, always great to talk with you. Thanks for your time today. Have a wonderful weekend.
Enjoy that perfect weather.
Thank you.